Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol liyebivro. Talking about Das, Bina, and the Koch of Seichel. We're holding by the short paragraph, Amarnu Lael, a little past midway, and Avlamed, here in Ali Shor Chelek Sheni. Amarnu Lael, we said above, if a person's intellect would be fully straight and upright, and Torah, and would be pure, he can come to a true recognition, an objective recognition of valuing things purely from an objective standpoint. What does it mean, Yashar? Yashar connotes the sense, blishum akmimut, without any crookedness, without any curvature, it's mamish straight. Tar is what? Bli negias. It's pure, it's pristine. There are no negias that have a negative effect and make an impression on a person's clarity of thought, clarity of intellect. Seichel kazeh, eino intelligentsia gereda. We're not talking about pure intelligence. Borei keitzer magdir mosor abasino harishonim. Let's take a look at the statements of Gedolei harishonim to understand how precisely to define seichel. We're not talking about IQ. We're not talking about intelligence. Let's have a look at the Rambam and Chelek Gimel Perek Nun Aleph of Mor Nevuchim. Writes Rambam, "Halo biarti l'cha shezah seichel asher shofo leinu me'ashem yisale." We have already explained. I've explained to you, Zok the Rambam, that this idea of the intellect, that Hashem was mashpia upon us from above, who adimu gasher beinenu veino. What is the seichel? The seichel is the emsoi, is the means through which we are mistabek with our Creator, that which connects us to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Varashus nesunu l'cha. And you have full-fledged bechira. If you want to go ahead and you wish to strengthen this connection to above, then tasa, and then do that. And if a person wishes, Rachmana Litzlan, to weaken, to gradually have this koach of the bakers, beinenu levein koneinu, between us and our Creator, if you want to diminish it little by little until you sever all ties, the garmi tasa, that's a gemara makas, the view number base, but don't show the mutsa lelech molichen also, and of course, yumo laman chesem at base, of all the tar messiah also, habal atamik poskolo, you have full-fledged bechira, you have the bechira chavshis to choose as you please, but what is seichel? Seichel that Hashem has given us, the seichel that he's exerted its influence upon us directly from Hashem. What does it mean, intellect? It's the means by which we're mestabek with the Borei Olam. Taking a look now at a little keta from the Chovas HaLevavos. Avanomar ki ora hasichlis hi haskoris alukimus adam b'emtzos silchlo ladas osu lahakir simoni chachmaso. What is this? A light of intellectual inspiration, it's remembering our Kodesh Baruch Hu and Hashem remembering us, using the emtsoi, the means of our seichel to know Him, and to recognize the simon and the signs of His wisdom. And this is a gift from our Kodesh Baruch Hu to whom? To someone who makes the Torah the light along his path, and when he gets to the tachlis, to the final goal, aim, and purpose of his intellect, and to the clarity of his recognition, and his true tshuka shebalev, he's nichsav, he desires, he longs to get to where? To get to the rotzen of the borei olam, and to continuously ascend in the mindless of the chassidim, and he turns away his heart from all the worries of this world, all concern, and all the things that are matred him here in Olam Hazah, writes the Chovas HaLevavos and Charvodus Elokim. That is what we mean by the Hora HaSichlis. This koch of the seichel is the emtsos through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to Adam, and by which we connect to Him, by which we get to know Him, by which we get to desire to want to get to know Him, and to want to know His Ratzon. HaSeichel Hazeh Makom Asiyata D'Shmaya Ba'Adam. In the end of the day, so what is it? The koach of our intellect is the place where we receive Siyata D'Shmaya, where we're Zoche to this metaphysical divine assistance where Hashem says, this is how you bring me into you. And that is what Seichel is. It's the idea of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To sum up the Rambam and the Chobos HaLevavos, it's the Emtsoi of Dveikus between us and our Creator, through which we can then be Zeichet to be Yonek, continuous Siyata Dishmaya. What does it do? It inspires and awakens within us the drive to want to do good. And it warns us and it tells us to be ever cautious of certain maisim wrong that we should not perform, averus that we should not transgress. What is it? In the end, it's the conscience that's nokeif, that constantly knocks and beats down upon us on that which we already messed up. The Shal Shachuvis Kol Aryeh. So in a two-volume set of the Kutei Mamorim, he writes that there's a medrash, it's not actually a medrash that Gimel Magia points out, we don't have it as a medrash, but it's something that's a pisgam, that's a mimer that people say, that Rishoyim were always, Kodesh Baruch was always loving Rishoyim in the sense, the medrash goes on to say that Hashem is always reminding us of Him. What does that mean? So the Kol Aryeh explains that a Rosh who does Averis, Hashem is always giving them a guilty conscience. What is a guilty conscience? A guilty conscience is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says, I'm never going to let you enjoy the Maisa Rishis too much. However much you try to enjoy it, I'm always going to make you feel a little guilty. Why? So that you'll always have a Pesach Teshuva. If you enjoyed it too much and you didn't feel laden with guilt, and then you just get comfortable and you would never want to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned the story of the secular Jew in Eretz Yisrael, and that a Kol Yom Ha'amanu was putting together Mechtovim, Kisveyan Rabbach Ber, the Rosh Hashiva of Kamenetz. So he walked into his house and he saw a picture of Bialik on the wall, the secular Israeli poet, and he saw a picture of Baruch Ber. He says, it's a stero. Which one is your gadol? He turns to Bialik and he says, he's the one who took me away from Olam Haba. And he turns to Baruch Ber and he says, him, he took me away from Olam Hazeh. After learning by Baruch Ber, I can't enjoy Olam Hazeh. I figured at least let me enjoy. I can't. I'm always thinking. I have that picture of Baruch Ber, and I can't get out of my mind. Yosef Rod, the Musti Yukin of Shalaviv. I wasn't Shayach, Zog the Kol Aryeh. That's the guilty conscience that's constantly beating down on that which we messed up to remind us, do tshuva. I'm never going to let you enjoy Averis too much. Re'a filu bedvarim shema mischar. Even when it comes to business dealings, as he wrote on the Torah, Torah tells us what? And what's the targum on this pasuk in Parshas Ekev? I remember that Hashem is the one who always gives us strength. What's the targum? Megillah Daf Yom Amud Aleph, it was said, What does it mean that Hashem is the one who gave you koach to go ahead and do things of strength? Remember Hashem your God, Arehu, because why? Who the Yav Lachaitza? He's the one who gave you the wisdom, the counsel, the advice, Lemikne Yisra, to know what to acquire and what not to acquire, to know how to be successful in business. And that's where it's coming from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu B'Dvarim Shem and Mischar. What is that? Hashem Yisbaruch gave us that Seichel, which is the Mokum of Siyata Dishmaya, to be Matzliach, Asai Beruchanias and Sai Begashmias. And that's what sums it up. And this line right here, Mokum HaDveikus Ba'adam, Hu HaSeichel HaYoshev Atar, the place where we meet up with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the place of Dveikus, in the Mensch, is his intellect, but an intellect that has to remain straight and upright and pure pristine. Straight means no crookedness, and don't be pulled by different things that are trying to pull you off the right path. And what is Tarbali Negias, pure pristine, that you're not coming in with certain biases. Let's get a better understanding of this koach of seichel. Derech, understanding what bina is. Os beis, chazal melamdim osana v'kama mekomos. They have taught us in a number of places. Ki bina hi, v'hoven dover mitov dover. That's what we know bina is. Bina is lush and vinyan. Vinyan is what? I'm building something upon something that's already there. I'm building blocks. So I'm constantly being maven dover mitov dover. Havonis dover levada dain lo nekreis bina. But if we're to be medayik in the choice wording of chazal, we see that what understanding something, even though typically bina denotes understanding, that's not called bina. Because their choice terminology was, not stam lahavin davar. It was to be maven a davar mitoch another davar. That's what's called bina. What does that mean? Be'avonis davar mitoch davar yishno inyan mechudash. That means what? I'm plucking out something new from something that already existed. Kegon avshotis inyan abira tzura. Means what? I'm going to be mafshet inyan. That means I'm going to spread. I'm going to peer off all the layers. I think about skinning an animal. It's called being mafshit, the or of the behemoth. I'm being mafshit, and I'm tearing layer after layer until I'm avar, until I finally clarify the tzura, which is the etzim dover, not the chomer. I want to get to the tzura. In fact, the Chernobyl Rebbe writes in the Orinayim on Chumash and Parshas Bereishis, we always understand that someone who's matay of a pardes is someone who gets to stroll through what? The Dalet Chokei HaTaira, Pshat Remez Drusa. So we always understand that what's Pshat? Pshat is the simplistic understanding, right? It's a noble Rebbe. Now, why is it called Pshat? Because even to get to the Pshat, you have to be mafshit the or. If you want to get to the actual behema, what's the behema? Not the skin. You're mafshit the oris. You capture a deer, and then you skin the hides. What are you doing? You're tearing layer after layer until you get to the actual deer, and then you get to the organs inside. A mafshit, that's pshat, dainu. Even to get to the pshat, you have to be mafshit certain layers. You have to peel off layers from the pshuto shemikor just to get the pshat. That's why we call it pshat, like the Chernobyl Rebbe. There's no such thing as, oh, what's the simple pshat? It's peeling off layers to get to that understanding. That's why the Lamdonim say that when you learn a sugya, so right away when you get a certain ha'ara, oh, what's really going on in the sugya? And that's one level of pshat. Then you get become a big olam, then you get to learn a little deeper, then you realize, oh, that's not pshat. This is the pshat. You learn a little deeper, that's not pshat. This is the pshat. So you go deeper and deeper until what? Finally you get to that and you realize, oh, no, that muskarisha, and sometimes that itself is the pshat. But to really understand that that's the pshat, you have to be mafshit so many layers until you delve so deeply, until you realize, oh, that really was the pshat. I have to always delve deeply. So what is bina? And when you're mafshit in inyan until you're been mevarer the tzura, umaskana lamaisa v'sheila chadasha. When you get to a maskana lamaisa with a new sheila, zoi bina shi bona binyanam chadashin, it's the idea of building. That's what it means, a bona, and that's what it means bina. Understanding is, and being bona binyanam chadashin. Let's go back to Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasachov, the Bria of Adam. So Rashi's defining for us, what does it mean that we were endowed with the Tzelem Elokim, that is Kidmusenu? So Hashem's turning to the Malachim, Nas Adam, Bit Salmeno, I'm going to endow him with the Tzelem Elokim, and that of course is Vayipa Papa Nishas Chaim, I'm going to give him a Ruach Mamala, a speaking spirit, which is why we suggested that it's not coincidental. Tzelem Elokim is Gematria 246, Medaber is Gematria 246. What does it mean to be Medaber? That highlights that we have a Tzelem Elokim. But the Tzelem Elokim is Kidmusenu, fashioned in our divine image, God says to the Malachi Elyon. And how does that express itself? Rashi's understanding is lahavin ulahaskil. That means lahavin bina lahavin dover mitol dover and lahaskil. We don't know exactly how to define that right now. Some halach mazep poshedu. What's the approach? It's obvious. Hamisragil lahavin tamid dover mitol dover be'af shota satzura me'achomer. Someone who is growing accustomed to continuously understand something from another thing by doing what? You're told one morsel of wisdom, and then what do? Your mouth should you peel off layer after layer of the chomer, of the outer chomer, the more gashmi dika layers, until you get to the ruchnius tikitsura that was covered over initially. And your mouth should tetsura from the chomer, now you separate them by peeling off layer after layer. That individual who's misragil to always be maven dover mitov dover, who niya, he becomes a maskil biyasha satorah gam yachad. That is the person, the one who is always going to be maven dover mitov dover, that person is lahaskil. That means he becomes someone who is a bal seichel, using yasharis to think clearly, not in a crooked, curvy fashion, and he knows how to think in a pure, pristine way together. Seichel sheino tori in a mesugal achton the tursin of her mibar lachomer. If you have a seichel that is not tahor, and that type of intellect will never be mesugal to delve deeply, to chap the tzuras adavar that lies under, hidden and concealed by the chomer. Why? Ki a chomer meshachino so. Because it's always going to figuratively bribe him. It's going to dilute it. It's going to create an illusion of what's really going on. And since he hasn't trained himself to have a seichel yosher v'tahar, the chomer very often will go out and be meshachin. It will be amdo al tzura midas, and v'sugal agil maskana midas v'yasha suklo. Only when he's omeid on the tzura mitis, and then he is mesugal to get to a maskona mitis using the straightness of his intellect. So that's lahavin ulahaskil. Aval Rashi maftio son of bepirusha. When all is said and done, Rashi's throwing us a big surprise by telling us kid musainu is lahavin ulahaskil. He's surprising us. Why? Because kid musainu lo bezesh shosok harshvuchu mekarbeinu asakoch lizdamos elov yisbarach shizoi tachla sabriya. What do we think kid musainu is? So let's take a look at the sefri in the end of Akev. Kid musainu means I'm going to give him a tzelam alakim, and now he will be in our image. Meaning what? He'll be like us. That's kid musainu. A demus is an image that is lidamos. This person is being madame, Zulazu, you're comparing one to another. So what is it? It's the koach to make ourselves like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Tachlis Abriya. It's the ultimate aim and objective of all of creation. Omal Alechas Bidrachov, that is Ma'uracha Mechanan Avata Hiyaracha Mechanan. That's the Sefri in the end of Ekev. That's the Gemara Shabbos Keflam and Gimel Mabez, the Keli Vaveo Anivahu, Mahua Fato. So that is Kim Musainu. That means what? If I didn't have Rashi, I would have said, the Nasa Alda Mitzami. No, I'm giving you a Tzolom Akim, which is Kim Musainu, which is enabling and empowering man to be like us, which means what? If Chazal are interpreting to be like Hashem means to walk in His ways, and that translates into just like Hashem is Racham Chanan, so too we should be Racham Chanan. That means the focus of Kid Moseinu from Chazal is the perspective of being medamet to Him in His midos, in His mercy, in His compassion. Those are midos. Rashi doesn't say a word about midos. Rashi's focusing on intellect, which is in the brain, and Chazal are focusing on midos, which is in the seat of the emotions, which is in the heart. So which one is it? Rashi, I thought you're the Pshuto Shemikon Iba. But yet we see from Chazal what emerges. Hare Yazdamas Ibaminas, that's Gemara and Shams, that's the Sefri. As a Ketza Mavar Rashi, Kim Nusinus, Zoe Yavon of a Seichel. How can Rashi say it's Lahavin Ul Haskil, which seems to run contrary to the interpretation of Chazal? Hello, what? Ba Karcha Tzarch Lomar. And the Rashi is not deviating from Chazal. Rashi here is omeid on a Dover Omuk mode. Kana omdim al Dover Omuk od yosim imashik var lamanim. And now we're omeid on something which is far deeper, far more profound than that which we have learned thus far. What do we see from Rashi? Ki aseichel mokum asiyata d'shmai v'adam. And the intellect is, as we said before, the place will receive siyata d'shmaya that the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim and Rabbeinu Bachai in Chovas Alamomas told us, this is the means by which we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the place where we meet with the Divine, where we're zeicha to siyata d'shmaya. So aleinu l'das ki lahavin ul'haskalim kochas ha-kadusha v'adab. What is this ability to be meivin davar midoch davar, to use our seichel in an open that's yosher v'tahar? These are kochas of kadusha v'hemu meskari v'labori y'mestabik v'drachav yisbarach. The Rishon and the Ram and the Chos of those told us that what is the Seichel? The Seichel is the meeting place between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the Amtsoi by which we're Mizdamik with Hashem. So what is Rashi bin Megala to us? You're right. Kin Musainu is Midos. The question is, how do we get there? And we have to purify our Kochos. And through the kochos of Bina and Seichel, that's how we're meskariv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only once we're meskariv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we were zeicha to this Devekus, and then we can follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mahu Afata. That's how we can be zeicha to Hashuas HaShchina from the heavens above. Once we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Derech the Bina and the Seichel, then Amela, we're connected to Hashem. Once we're connected to Hashem Amela, it's much easier. Now we've been ingrained with the ability to follow, to be Rachma Chana just like Hashem is. So Rashi's not going against Chazal. The aim, the Tachlis Abriya, the goal, the light at the end of the tunnel of Kin Moseinu is, I emulate the ways of Hashem. Follow the midas tovas of Hashem. El racham achan and avat racham achan. Question is, how do we get there? I just turn on the midos machine, press the button, and now be merciful like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No! Clean your seichel. If you clean your seichel and you allow the Arav Torah to purify your intellect, and you use that koach of the intellect to delve through the chomer and get to the tzura of everything that you're learning, and once you get to the amidas advarim and you have pure thought process, and once you have pure thought process that enables that level of the vekus, and a melo, you'll be mahu afto automatically. You become just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Nefesh HaChayim is Maruch and Shandalet. The ultimate source of vekus is the Torah. A person who's learning the halacha without even focusing on the emotions, without even focusing on the lishma, just to learn Torah for Torah's sake. Meaning what? Even just to use the intellectual faculties and to make an intellectual exercise. But once you connect to the Torah and you allow the Torah to enlighten your seichel and to give you lucidity of thought, to allow you and enable you to think clearly, then mainly you're connecting to the das of the Borei Olam, and then mainly once you're nostalgic with Hashem, then you want to follow His ways. And just as Hashem is Rach Machanun, so too we will be Rach Machanun. Now, Sukkan Arpam El Seichel, let's return to discussing the power of the intellect. Let's contemplate and meditate regarding a wondrous definition of Chazal, what Seichel is all about. Let's go to Tehillim, the beginning of Lamed Beis, which opens Ledovin Maskil. Again, Maskil. So you see from Sechem Kuf Yitzayin and Manalp, we're talking about the way a wise man would interpret this, the way a Chacham, a Baal Seichel, Asherin Nesui Pesha, praiseworthy is the person whose sins and iniquities are forgiven, are uplifted, taken away. Yehuda Sivar Chaim Lamala Lamaskil, Mishu Mistaka Lamala, someone who is always gazing above, and Hashem Yisparach on heavens above, Maksiva love, about him, what does it say? Or Chaim Lamala Maskil, that the pathway of life is Lamaila to whom? To the Maskil, the one who uses a Seichel, we see from Chazal, is the one who says, for my Orach Chaim, I'm always going to be Mistakel Lamaila. I'm always going to gaze above. Listen to a Midrash in Tehillim on that capital Amud Beis. Bonim Shel Korach Shenistakelu Lamaila Nimlatu. The sons of Korach who gazed above and were looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were saved. They didn't get killed. Vaviim Korach Shelo Nistakelu Lamaila Yor Lamata. He didn't look above. Midikadegan Mida. He got swallowed up in the ground. Vachim Midavat Shenistakelu Lamaila Nimlat. He was saved. Shenemar Ledavan Maskil. He used a Seichel. And what does it mean to use one Seichel? Madik Ksivalav Orachaim Lamaila Lamaskil. And that's the Ledavan Maskil. Even my Rishoyim, Shneamar, Einai the Shemaya Notlis. My eyes were always gazing and tilting towards the Shemaya. Samayim HaRisham Shemichayav LaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishemastak LaMayel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moklahem. If you have wicked ones, and obviously Hashem is going to punish them. But yet, when they're Mastakil above, Hashem forgives them. So the Yisrael Shem B'nei Avram Yitzav Yaakov and Mastakil Machas Kamakam, then Hashem is going to forgive them. And that's the difference between David and Shaul. Amar David, ani mistakel lamala shenamar leDavid maskil. I tap into my koach hasecho, which enables me to be mistavei with the Kadosh Baruch Hu by always looking at Hashem above. Omisha mistakel ukesoy chatov. That's the connection. LeDavid maskil. David made him say from maskil lechacham in the sense that he always turned on his seichel, which we explain turning on the seichel based on Chazal is he's always being mistakel lamala because seichel is the meeting place between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to always be guided by your seichel means you want to be mistavei with the Borei. That type of person, Hashem says, I'm going to forgive. Your sins will be covered over. That's Ashurin Yisoy Pesha. Kisoy Chata. Praiseworthy is the person whose sin is forgiven. His iniquity will be covered over. V'cheinu Omer. V'hi David b'chol derachav maskil. Everything that he did, he was always a maskil. V'omer v'yori shol ki hu maskil ma'od. V'nei shayi maskil ha'i kisoy chata. Shayi parish ma'isa v'hod l'men ha'karish ruch. V'hi omer chatas yadiach v'avani l'chasisi. Shol did not admit his guilt until the end. David right away says what? Chatas yadiach v'avani. I'm not coming over my sin. I'm turning right away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's moda right away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's someone who was always tapping into his koach haseichel. What do we see from this medrash? Hegdiru chazal kanas haseichel shu istakel samaylo. That's the definition through the perspective of chazal. Seichel says, I'm always looking at the heavens above. When you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you daven, and you're thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that moment you have a Seichot Tarviyasher. At that moment in time, you're connected, you're so close to Hashem Yisbarach, and you are saved, just like B'nai Korach were, and even Nebuchadnezzar Russia was. David HaMelech Olav HaShom Kulo Maskil, in through and through, he was a Maskil V'nim Chalochatol. So right when he would sin, he would be Maida, because he's right there with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he would get forgiven. A Maskil Zeh, or a Chayim L'malatam, and he's always thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zeh Wasecha B'Yoshua Taras, and that Secha, when it's thinking clearly, when it's in a state of Tahara, it's always guided by being Mestakil to a Kodesh Baruch Hu above. Next page, Daf Lamed Beis. Seichel Kodesh Zeh, Meuchad Bekesha Omitz Mabino. This holy type of Seichel, that's Yosha, that's Tohar, that has no Negias, that's not the Meshuchan Ayidei Ve'olam HaChomer, is Meuchad, is now intertwined and connected with a strong bond with Bina, which is understanding the Maven Dover Mitov Dover. That's Lahavin Ulahaskil. Kamavon is Dover Mitov Dover. Ina Pulo Shal Tvuna no Shit Gareda. When we talk about Bina as understanding something from another, that's not Stam an action of plain humanistic understanding. It's much deeper than that. Hine Aliyah, one of the friends of Eev, says in Eev, let's go to Periklam and Beis. And in Psukim Zayin Eches, he writes it as Ches, but it starts in Pasuk Zayin. Ani Amarti, we don't have the word Ani. Amarti Yomim Yedaberu. Aliyah says, I thought at first what? That Yom Yedaberu, that days will speak. Veroshan Yediyah Chochma, and the abundance of years. Meaning expertise, meaning as you go through life, that's what will inform us of Chochmah. But then I got to realize what? I was wrong. Posiches begins, Achein Ruach Ibenosh. No, then I realized that there's a spirit inside of man, V'nishmas Shakai Tavinein, and it's the Neshima that Hashem blew a breath of life into us that enables us and empowers us to understand. So I thought that what? Nothing about connecting to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I thought you go through life, and the more education you accumulate, and the more experience you amass through life, you get smarter. You know how to have Chachma and Bina. Then I realized, no, there's a Ruach Benosh, and that's the Nishma Shakai, that's the Seichel. Then Hashem gave us that Salmeinu Kin Moseinu, that's Mokum of Siyat, that Hashem gives us that spark of illumination that enables us to understand things. So Pirush Shemchal, Kineshimas Piv and Sefer Derech Etzchayim, Kineshimas Pirush Shemchal Shruchu. He now sent us Bina. That's where we get Bina from. It's not something that we could get on our own as we go through life's experiences. That's an enhancement of wisdom. That is a deeper understanding. But that's Tivun Enoshit Greida. That's humanistic, plain and simple definition of understanding. But that's not Maven Dover Mitov Dover. If you want to plumb the depths of what's really going on in the Metzias, you want to peel away the layers of Chomer and get to the Tzura Mitis. What's going on? What's the spiritual Dover all about? I'm meaning what? You can understand things. You can learn and go to school and understand trees, and you can understand rocks, hills, and mountains. But only when you turn on that intellectual Seichel, connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you get to really chop and understand what's going on behind, beneath the surface. Only Ayyadeh, that Neshama, that Tzelnu Lukus, that Hashem gave us. And again, Goyim have that too. And Goyim also have that Samedo Kinemseno, the Lahavin of the Haskell. Haregama Bina Hikosha Kedusha Ilait. They're just far more easily influenced by Shochad and external forces and variables. But what do we see from this? That Bina is a Koach of elevated Kedusha. And we have the ability to understand because Hashem gives us a Malkum of Seichel and Bina, which is Bizdami to a Kodesh Bruch. When Ayyadeh is there, we have clarity of thought. And that's how we get to the bottom of all in Yonim. Amela, why are we merciful? Not because we stamazoi decide intellectually, let's be like Hashem. First, we have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Mamela, once we get to connect and we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand His world, then Mamela, we want to go in and emulate His ways and be merciful as He is. Amana mevinim kach es inyan lahavnu lahaskil, then avin heitev ki bidei kochas eila mufkad hakim nusayim. Then we can understand that it's in the hands of these kochos of lahavnu lahaskil, and that's where our demus is mufgan as if he called on. Hey, me, ma, makarbim, sodom, alboro, mevianosel, alich, medroch, yisborch. That's what brings us there. The Bina and the Seichel is what brings us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once they bring us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're meskarif to Hashem through our Seichel, that's the idea. There's no such thing as, oh, you're right, derech eretz karmel atayra. And that's the idea. You're Yiraso has to be Kodem Slachachvaso. Which one is it? The Maral explains about it. There has to be a certain level of Derech Eretz. There has to be a certain level of basic Midos that's Kodem L'Torah. And that's Yiraso Kodem Slachachvaso. But then you need what? To get to the ultimate levels of Yira and of being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need to turn on the Chochmah. You need to learn his Torah. You need to tap into the Or of the Torah. Once you tap into the Or of the Torah, then Mamela, that's Makariv the Adam to the Creator, and that's what brings you to Allah the Bidracha. But first you gotta get on the Derech. What brings you to the Derech? The Bina and the Seichel and the Aur of Torah brings you to the Derech. Once you're on the Derech, now it's so much easier to just follow after Hashem. So just follow the leader, Kaviyachal. Whatever Hashem is doing, Racham Chanan, you're on the right path, do the same thing. Ishach v'Yashem, all connected. A little bit weiter. So we talked about Chochma, we talked about Bina, and now we go to Das. Samahi Das, what is Das? Das is where our Hakoras Sichlas, our intellectual awareness and recognition, and now gets translated into Midos and to Hanhaga B'Pol, into action. We take that which we absorbed in our intellect and we translate it into action. That place is called the Makom of Das. Let's go to two Mekomos and Sefer Mishlei, and we find two definitions of Das. First is in Perchav Dalet, B'chochma Yivne Bayis, U'besvuni Yikonein, U'bedas Chador Yimalo, Konho Yakov Noah. So what do we see from Shlomo at face value? You build a house with wisdom, you establish it with Tevuna, with Bina, but you fill its rooms with Das. We have to know what that means. Let's go to Perek Gimel. Hashem Machochma Yosad Arts. Konei Shemayim Misvuno. Bedaita Tomus Nifku Ushchokim Yarafutal. What do we see from Perek Gimel? Flipping back to the beginning of Mishlei. Hashem laid the foundation of the earth using Chochma. That's bias. That's the foundation. And then what? Konein Bisvuni Yikonein. Konei Shemayim Misvuno. He established the heavens with understanding. Here it's Bedaita Tomus Nifku, which means what? Bikias Yamsov. Split open the depths using Das. So Mitzad Echa, we find Das fills up the rooms in a house. Mitzad Sheni, what does Das do? It splits open and plunges to the depths of the earth. Mitzad Echa continues of Oba. Das Memala Chadarim, it fills up rooms, and at the same time it's Bokasta Homos. Nenasa Levar, let's attempt to explain. Afki Dakos and Yana Kamat, Einanit Pesis Bagdori of Eshim of Shetas, even though, again, to really get to the fine nuances and details of these in Yanim Kamat, we can't use Hagdori of Eshim of Shetas, we can't just use a plain and simple definition. Hadvar Mazay Yacholim Rakh Vashemish Karmazim Dakin, Eifa Yachla Kori Lachabis Lunzakoch Zayla Bekibo. Let's just have Ramazan. Let's just get subtle hints how we can go ahead and search and find these kochos within us. That's what we have to understand. Let's borrow the metaphors of Shlomo, and let's see if we can develop some measure of understanding. So let's do this very quickly. Akoach abone bayis, shua yotzer tzuras adam ayidei akor v'arocho hu aseichel. The place where we build the bayis, which is where we build ourselves, the Tzuras Adam, by recognizing what the Metzius is, by valuing it. That's the Seichel, which is called here Chachma. Bayis Amakom Tzura Mugderes, Ayin Mayim Rechum Tzura Vecholei. And that is Bayis. Bayis is a Makom that's clearly defined. I have a house, I have something that has form, shapes, features. That's my Bayis. So what is Bina doing now in the Bayis? Habina Mevina Dover Mitotover. He Amotzius a Seichel Apol. That's what brings the Seichel. Mikoach Apol. And those are things, those are kochos that relate to nyanim that are outside of the mensh. In what sense? Ani maven. I can accumulate wisdom, which we said already last week, is something that exists outside. That's accumulating education. Education, taking information from different svarim, from different external sources. Then I chew it over, which is what? I'm even a makir, I recognize what that is outside of me, and then I value what that is outside of me. But it's not inside of me just yet. How do I get it now to translate into action? It's all still now in what? In the realm of the intellect, where I grasp and I understand something outside of me, but how do I make it a part of me? Do I not have anything inside of me? I have to bring everything from outside inside. If everything that defines me is all stuff that I amass and accumulate from the outside, then you would walk away with the false understanding, the mistaken understanding, that kilo I'm a nothing, less than megamar kilo, I have nothing to offer. I only am what information I accumulate and chew over and digest and bring inside me. No, that's not the understanding. Yeshmi muskoshan yudayatsi. No, avada, there are things that I know myself. Meaning what? Before you learn anything, there are things we know by instinct, automatically. I don't even have to recognize them. Without having to tap into chokmah, without having to be makar, without having to use bina, they are muskolos rishonim eila heimadeyashvadim. That is my starting das. That's das. Das is the starting point. Meaning what? What's going on inside you? What's the das? What is the general starting point inside every mensch? That's the bechina of the das. Then I did the chokhmah and the bina, you enhance that das, you enable it to grow and to get larger and intensify, and then it could translate into action. We know that there's a das that's ingrained inside of us that tells us how to act in a civilized society, even with things that you never are taught, actively taught from others. Who you deal among? A person knows, for example, you know, you don't just walk into people's homes. Such a person, obviously, is not part of society. A regular, civilized human being knows you don't walk into a stranger's house without first knocking on a door. Who taught him that? You know it by instinct. If you have a person who doesn't know these fundamental things, Chazal express very sharp terminologies. Let's go to the Medrash. If you have a person, he knows a lot of wisdom, but he doesn't have an internal das, an internal moral compass that guides him how to act as a mensch. Even a corpse is greater than he is. Certainly, there's so many intellectual ideas that a person knows instinctively and automatically that are clear to him, white, clear, transparent, without any doubts at all. Even though he has no proof, no sign at all that they're true, he knows it to be true. When it comes to the world of science and academia, the most precise of all the sciences is mathematics, which is but again, you have an axiom, which it's a self-evident truth. You can't argue it. So too, we know certain things. Legami on Hugo, that is the bechin of das. That's one aspect of das, and that's filling up the rooms, meaning something that's already inside of us. Hageder Hasheni Shal, and then we enhance it with the Chokhman of the Bina. Hageder Hasheni Shal Das, who? Shiva Kast, almost, it breaks through the depths of the earth. What does it mean, breaking through? Hadas is now the Makom that takes the Seichel and allows us to pierce through all our Chaymer, all our Gashmi. Think about what's Bekiyas, it's almost breaking through the deep strata, the deep layers of the earth, and going down to the center of the universe. And that's Bekiyas Thomas, that's a Koch HaNifla, that takes our seichel from the brain, breaks through the world of chaimer, and goes to the lave, the seat of the midos and the emotions. Who is in his bar perk good? Have there been a cloud? Yisrov umasolam gedola. Yisrov kamasha kreshul kumashvilem gedula. And matamatzah. We see that what you see that a god of Yisrael is changed based on the chokhmah that he gets. The more greatness Hashem gives him, that person makes himself smaller. What happens? The gedolei yemasolam, the big scientists of the world, and the celebrities of Chulei, the more great they become, it leads them to become even more haughty and more arrogant. What's the tzad hashem between Moshe on the one hand and Bilam on the other? It's das. Moshe had the greatest level of das. And what do we know about Bilam? Let's go to Bilam, Yodea Das Elyon, Brochus Dav Zayin Avav. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that das? It could be Bokeh Talmos. Who knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Alokam Navi of Yisrael. He had the greatest clarity of seeing through what Hashem is all about. And Bilam did too. Habot, it was a das, Zosai Sorakadash Lasaga. He knew it intellectually, but he didn't allow it to pierce his heart and to transform his midos. Shaboch Hadar Mimolo. He knew what had to fill up the rooms with that das, that knowledge, that basic starting point of Muskolas Rishinus. He knew the game, the score. Achadas Abukas Daimas. He meant a bahala, but that was outside of Bilam. Adas Zos Chadars Nakol. This is what links it all together. Das is those. Here shall have it. Here shall kudus and kudusha shenishes as well. Ben in a matsuya itzamos of yediyah he yonim hetiv Torah samidos. They can know it intellectually. Aristotle can write a book called Ethics. Ach bi anhaga lamaisa hemro chok v'imena. When it comes to lamaisa, to allow it to break down the barriers and become part and parcel of the mensch, that's the difference. So intellectually, you had, and that's the way it has to be. Shlomo the Chochem Mikolonim says, "En koelas zayin yedalit zel lemazal solokim." That means what? You have a Moshe Mitzarechu who's the greatest navi. So, b'masolon kam, no kam in Yisrael, but you had a Bilam. That means a nevuah. What is nevuah connecting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? That means that level of das connected to Hashem, all the intellectual properties, all the intellectual wisdom. And that target, the same thing that Rama Maitz and Murdavukham, that Aristotle was so brilliant, he was on a target that's called the Nevuah. Why? Because what's Nevuah? Connecting to Hashem, having the greatest intellectual conscience and awareness of what God Lucius Baruch is all about. Bilam knew. That's why he could say to Balak, I can't do anything without asking. Hashem's controlling the world. He knew it intellectually. What was the difference? Like we see in Pirkei Avos, Bilam was what? Nefesh Gavoa, Arachava. He was haughty, he was arrogant. He didn't allow it to penetrate. Why? Because Das is that meeting point where we take the Chokhmah and the Bina from outside and we allow it to penetrate that Bikiya Satahomos, penetrate past all the Chomer, all the Gaiva, all the Kas, all the Tivus, and to go and hit the Mokum, the Shurish of the Midos in the Lave, to allow it to connect and to enhance. That's what Klai Yisrael has. That's the Siyata Nishmaya that we have. That's the Neshama Kadosha that we have, that we know it's all one existence. You cannot go in and separate them. It's one and one the same. The Ruchnis and the Gashmis are all intertwined. That's the Maila. That's the same idea. And with this we close. I said over, it's a very famous Emes Yaakov. I said it over to Pidgin Aben. That's where Yaakov says, what's the Simcha of a Pidgin Aben? And at the end of the day, the Sforno writes, Kaddish Liko Bechor, you know why you have to do Pidgin Aben? If you don't do Pidgin Aben, then the child's like Mamish a Dover Shal Hekdish. And he cannot engage in any Uvda Dechol, in any Dover Shal Chol, until you're poed him, until you redeem him. So I asked Rav Yaakov Wanetsky, what's the great Simcha? Taisos writes, when he cut to the Chesem and Beis, that the Simcha of Pidgin Aben is even greater than the Simcha of Rebes Mila. And we make it a Surah's Mitzvah. And the Torah Sedesh writes in Reis HaMaches, it's a Surah's Mitzvah, and he brings the Kobo, the Beis Yosef, and Shenhei and Yordeo, that there's even a Tzad to make the Brocha Shah Simcha Mo'onu like we do with a Chasna. What's so great? You would think that we should cry. We're taking someone who's Kaddish, and now we're bringing him at the Chol. Hazok to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Yaakov, no. The whole Chiddush is what? It's a Gemaldige Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Pidgin Aben is, or we're taking the child from the world of Kaddish. That's not the Tachlis Abriya. Tachlis Abriya is you have to redeem him. You have to bring him into a world of Chol. And by a Yid, it's all one on one the same thing. Take him out of a world that's solely Kaddish. Bring him into Chol and now tell him to mix the Kaddish into the Chol. To be Mekaddish the Chol. To be Mekaddish the Chomer. That's a Pidgin. A Pidgin Aben is what? Is the greatest Simcha because it's getting to the Tachlis Abriya, which is take the child out of Kedusha. We don't say just lock him up and the base manager should keep him there 24/7 for the rest of his life. Bring him into this world and tell him all your day. That's why there's a bracha. Rav Yaakov says we don't just say k'shem shenichas the pidgin aben. Can he cut a stroke of masim tum like we do bar bismila? Here we add a line before he should have Torah Yerushalayim. Why do we add that? We don't add that by Bris Mila. Over here we have to add that because we're taking him from the world of Kulo Kedusha to an Achanah. We're saying, oh, he's going to need a lot of Torah and a lot of Yerushalayim to enable him to be Mekanis Lechol. That's why we have to add that special bracha. And that's the Gemara Simchas, that's the Tachas Abriya. But only Klai Yisrael knows how to do that. Mashenkin the Goyim writes of Yaakov Kanetsky, by them it's two different worlds. That's why we can bring a Karman Shlomim. Only Klai Yisrael can. What's a Karman Shlomim? We in half, Hashem eats half. Shavuos, Hakomod and Amayim and Ami Lachem, Hashem and Lachem, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem. The Goyim, they can only bring one type of carbon, the only carbon they understand. Menachasai and Gimlam and Basis, what is an Ola? What's an Ola? It's Kulo Ta Kodesh Baruch Hu. They can understand, you can have priests, you can have people who are going to be sitting on mountaintops, ascetics, you can have people who what? Give their lives all over to God. But you can't live in this world and also be a priest. We believe everyone can be priest-like. We're all Mamlachas Konim Agai Kodesh. That was the Chiddush of Matan Torah. We don't need to just have a group of priests that live ascetic lifestyles. We're all priests. Kaviyachol, as if to say, we're all Mamlachas Konim, a kingdom of priests, that we can live in the world of Chaymer and be Makanish at every second of our lives. Shekai Chaketanach. I will... keep the tzibur informed. But right now, I think I do have a chasen the next Monday night that I thought I didn't have to go to, and now I just found out that I have to go to. So I think next Monday night, there will not be a shir, but we'll affirm it in Mitzvah Shem next Shabbos. But as of now, I think there is no shir next Monday night. We'll resume 2 Monday nights from now, Be'ez HaShem. Yes, Shekola. Tomorrow there's no Tuesday night shir of chasenah. Baruch Hashem, a lot of chasenahs. That's not tomorrow night, Mitzvah Shem, Baruch HaTorah Adonai. אדוהין מלך העולם בין ראשו שבוס וחסונה כמו שבוס וחיוס בנו משכוחיים ברוך חיון אני רוצה להגיד לך אני רוצה להגיד לך אני רוצה להגיד לך